Gene Peacock, and I am the zoo director at the Brandywine Zoo. So the Brandywine Zoo has been around since 1905. It's really changed as far as the footprint of the zoo and what the collection's been over the years. The early zoo was more of a typical what you might imagine as a petting zoo with deer, and they had some bison here and things like that. When it started, you know, our oldest exhibits, if you look in the middle of the zoo where the pandas and servals and foxes are, those were the old style exhibits with the big bars. And back in the 1920s and 1930s, they had lions and tigers and bears in those exhibits. So that's very much of that time period, how you would envision it. We can't tear down the stonework and everything because of the historical aspect of it. So what we've done today is we respect the historical part, and we've adapted. We've gone with more modern containment. We've got a product, Zoo Mesh, and we've used smaller animals that fit better in that. Another part that's original to the zoo now, it's the stone wall you see from the outside of the zoo across from our condor exhibit. Those actually used to be the old bear pit exhibits. Pretty common in the late 1800s up into the early 1900s. They were just big giant pits, and they put animals in them, and people would look down in the pits. Well, the pits, the walls are still there. We filled them in, and it's now seating and shading and a small education pavilion at the zoo. Mm-hmm. So those are some of the aspects where we've, some of our history and some of the architecture we've been able to preserve. When you come to the zoo and you pay to get in, that pays to take care of the animals. But we also use part of the money we generate to promote conservation worldwide. We do projects in Asia, South America, Central America. So the research we do at the zoo, we typically do what's non-invasive research. We will do behavioral studies, things like that. From the animal department, we've collected saliva samples. When we do a physical on an animal and there's research going on where they want DNA analysis or something like that, we can do a cheek swab of, say, a tiger and get the cells from the inside of the tiger's mouth, and they'll use it for a research project. Here's some of our new exhibits. We talked about the reptile exhibits. They're not quite done yet. We've got graphics that we're going to be installing. So what we'll be doing is we're going to have a special awning that comes out over here that we can retract. Mm-hmm. And it'll help cut the glare down. We've got graphics, so this whole alcove will be like graphic interpretation that talks about the animals. These are all animals from what's called Australasia. It's that whole area from Australia up through Indonesia, Malaysia, you think of Fiji. So this is a behind-the-scenes look at the zoo. So what we're going in, this is our enrichment and our reptile room. So this is the gecko, and that is one of the largest gecko species. And we'll crack the snake door, and you can see the snake in here. The green tree pythons are an arboreal species, so they very typically just coil themselves very tightly around tree branches. He's worked his way up to the misting nozzle and decided to use that as a tree branch. So that's very common, the way these snakes live their life, is they wrap around and they just kind of hang out, and then when the opportunity strikes, they ambush.
My name is Mike Allen. I'm the executive director of the Delaware Zoological Society.
This is our ambassador kestrel. This is May. And if she sits still for a second, you can see one of her wings does not quite work entirely. So she is a rehab bird that we've been able to take in, and we can actually get her on a glove and walk her around and talk about the problems that are facing kestrels in Delaware and throughout the country right now.
This is our sloth exhibit. This is one of the animals that we can't put out until it gets warm. So during the winter, we'll strip it down, and the keepers will come in, and they'll clean it real good, and they'll paint it, and then we'll get it rebranched for them to come back out.
Eagle Ridge is a handicap and stroller access to the back part of the zoo. We wanted to make the zoo 100% ADA compliant so that anybody who comes into the zoo can see all the different animals throughout the zoo. So what it is a series of ramps that lead up the hill, switchbacks that go up there so that anybody can get up there with their strollers or wheelchairs and check out our eagles all the way in the back, as well as our North American River Otters.
There's two of them.
Yep, we have
two females.
That's an adult, and the one you see with the brown head is actually a juvenile. So she's 2 years old now, the one you hear making the noise.
Yeah.
She actually was knocked out of a nest as a hatchling, basically, by a tornado in eastern Pennsylvania. And her wing was broken. So they tried to, you know, the rehabbers tried to fix and repair her wing, and it never healed right, so she can't fly. So that's how she came to us. And, you know, she doesn't have the white head yet. Bald eagles, it's about 5 years of age, the head really starts to turn white, people think. So she's still a baby. And then our other girl there, she came to us from up New Hampshire, Vermont area. And she suffered from lead poisoning. So she's got the cardiac issues, and she can only fly short periods of time. And she gets winded. So you'll see sometimes if she gets really active, she'll sit on a perch. And it's just like a person. She's like, and then she'll calm down and she's fine. And because of that, she couldn't survive in the wild and be able to hunt and catch prey. So that's why she's here with us.
Bald eagles are regulated by U.S. Fish and Wildlife. Mm-hmm. So you can't just have bald eagles in captivity. You have to have special licensing for that. And you also can't breed them in captivity. So that's why we have two females.
Yeah. They were wild birds that were injured in the wild and could not be re-released. And so we gave them a home here at the zoo. Coming to the zoo, we want people to have a good experience. So this makes for better viewing, not only of the eagles, but you'll be able to see the otters better. It'll give us more level space in the zoo so we can do more things, including our after-hours events and our special events and things like that. And it just gives you a better view of the park overall. When you look at the area and you go back and you look back across the zoo and down to the river that's below the park, it's just a great view.